With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's back.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
The presidential whisperer, President Biden, at last evening's so-called Big Boy News Conference following the NATO summit. In addition to reading from a teleprompter, Mr. Biden took questions from a list of reporters lined up by his staff. The president doing nothing to ease the angst felt by a growing number of his fellow Democrats who want him to exit the White House race.
The 81-year-old president continues to say he's not going away and will continue campaigning for a second term in office.
I'm not in this for my legacy. I'm in this to complete the job I started.
His determination to keep running comes as fellow Democrats are calling for him to drop out. There's a new focus on Vice President Harris, whose name came up at the press conference.
I wouldn't have picked her unless I thought she was qualified to be president.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump's name also came up at the press conference, Mr. Biden mistakenly referring to Mr. Trump as his vice president. Also at SRNnews.com, good deal of cleanup to be done in Vermont.
We got about 6 inches of rain, they said. It was coming down. It felt like about 2 inches an hour at one point, and it just totally washed away this culvert. And now we've got a river in our front yard.
Grant Nelson in Waterbury, Vermont, dealing with the damage caused by flash flooding, a result of the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Two deaths attributed to the storm that raked Vermont. Punishing heat wave has claimed lives from coast to coast, and the West is really suffering. Temperatures well into the triple-digit territory, not all that uncommon. While in Houston, the big electric utility is under pressure to speed the restoration of power to homes and businesses in the wake of Hurricane Beryl. In a sign that inflation remains stubbornly persistent, the government reports wholesale prices rose last month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 41 points. This is SRN News. Baptist churches banding together to help their communities.
Over 1,000 churches in North Carolina have banded together to call on church members across the state to serve their local communities. Baptist Press reports that August 3rd through the 10th will be the time to implement the Serve North Carolina initiative, a mission for the churches and their members to meet the needs of their surrounding neighborhoods that week. As of Monday, July 8th, 1,003 churches have committed to participate, the majority of which are churches that partner with the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. Churches have prepared for Serve North Carolina by signing up at servenc.com, where they could receive free resources, training, and promotional materials to provide assistance for the event. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Fire broke out this week in the spire of a 12th century cathedral in northern France. It was undergoing renovation at the time. Authorities report the blaze was quickly brought under control, that landmark apparently suffering no extensive damage. This is SRN News. Shorebirds soaring high above New York's beaches do not appreciate this invasion of their airspace by drones. They're keeping an eye on swimmers and sharks.
Since launching this summer, the police drones have been repeatedly swarmed by flocks of American oyster catchers, forcing pilots to ground the devices on several occasions. Veronica Welsh with the Parks Department says the birds appear to be mistaking the drones for predators.
They will pretty much like fly at it. They'll try to like swoop at it. They'll be vocalizing the whole time. And it all pretty much doesn't stop until the drone goes down.
Wildlife groups fear the beach's other bird species, including endangered piping plovers, could be driven away by the drones. Jake Offenhartz, New York.
Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has traveled to Florida, where he met with former President Trump, the Prime Minister heading south following the NATO summit in D.C. More details, SRNnews.com.